Jeremy Corbyn launching this democratisation of the internet, wanting to improve people's safety on the internet. And a large part of this, these threats of violence, that's where it happens. A big chunk of it, isn't it?
All the death threats that I've had in my time as an MP have all been through social media, either you know, Twitter or Facebook or emails. And of course, our email addresses are well known, or not difficult to work out anyway. In the last year, I think I've had five now. And the thing is, you're never sure, you know, because intrinsically you kind of think, oh, yeah, you're just a stupid person being stupid. But then again, you're never quite sure. So in one case, for instance, the guy said he was going to attack me with a Scud missile. Now, I was pretty confident that he didn't have a Scud missile. But he was also tweeting that he was going to put ice antifreeze in halal meat in various Sainsbury shops. So I had to go to the police with that. The police have investigated. They're now pursuing somebody who's in Germany, but has been in Syria. So, you know, that's quite nerve making. And then there are other things where they're saying they're going to attack your office. And so you have to protect your staff or your family. And this weekend we've had, I think, more than two dozen of us have now had an identical email, which says, you know, warning, I'm going to kill you and kill all of your family, with a very unpleasant photo attached. And, you know, part of you hopes that that's just somebody being stupid, but it may be somebody being more than stupid.
A photo of you, Dr. Dore?
No, a photo of somebody who's been beheaded.
And 25 MPs have had that?
Well, it's certainly more than two dozen now, yeah.
From the same party, from different parties?
No, from different parties. I don't want to give too much detail because obviously there's a police investigation going on now. But the you know, the truth is that this is a regular part of what we're dealing with at the moment. And one of my, I don't want police to waste time. But I don't want politicians to be treated differently. But the truth of the matter is that we are in the public eye, and somehow or other, this world of the internet has fostered an anger and a bitterness and a, you know, which, well, you know, a lot of us are still bearing the emotional scars of losing one of our colleagues earlier on this
Joe
year.
Cox, yeah.
And the sad thing is that that's not the only time that's happened.
So you must welcome what Jeremy Corbyn's doing then, shining a light. He's been criticised internally by some of his MPs for not doing enough about this. But this launch today, do you think it's a nod in the right direction from him at least? I know it's not just about his colleagues, your colleagues. It's about the wider internet. But do you welcome it?
I welcome anything that's going to help. And I haven't seen the detail of what Jeremy's saying. My anxiety is that I've never known the Labour Party be in such an unpleasant state as it is at the moment with, you know, I mean, members of the Labour Party attacking members of the Labour Party online day in, day out. And sometimes with a level of nastiness and vituperativeness and, you know, demonstrations outside people's offices and all of that kind of stuff. And I think Jeremy's been very, very slow to act on that. And this is, and a lot of this is happening on Jeremy's watch. So I think you need a stronger leader if you're really going to be able to tackle that.
You've spoken very openly about your threats, your concerns around these threats. And you did in the immediate aftermath of Joe Cox's death. What about those other MPs that you've spoken about from all sides? Are people afraid?
Quite a lot are. What is particularly disturbing is that a lot of these threats are to women. I think women MPs, gay MPs, ethnic minority MPs get the brunt of it. Or at least that's what I've heard from people on an anecdotal basis. And one of the things that I've been very keen to try and achieve is that we should have in Parliament a proper body, which I think is now being set up, which will look at all of this in the round, so that it's not just Manchester Police, Greater Manchester Police, and then Merseyside and so on, dealing individually with MPs, but you can see whether, for instance, the same person's targeting all of these people or not.
And then assess that threat from that individual.
And assess that threat, because we're the worst people to assess our own threat. You know, I will probably take more risks for myself, but I have family, I have staff who work for me, I have volunteers in the local Labour Party who go door knocking for me. And one of the threats was actually to anybody he saw canvassing for the Labour Party, he was going to use rubble to show them what damage rubble can do to people. Now, it's a weird way of putting it, but it was you know, it was clearly a threat.
Politicians have always needed thick skins. Is this a skin too far? And is it something the police, are you happy the police are taking it seriously enough?
Well, I wasn't happy that the police were taking it seriously enough earlier on this year. And I said in January to all the people engaged in this in Parliament and elsewhere that I said an MP will get shot. And that very sadly is what happened. I think we have to be vigilant because in the end, look, I don't want to have a thick skin. Because if I have a thick skin, then I'm not sensitive enough to what's going on in the world around me and to other people's concerns. But obviously, you don't want to be, you don't want to wilt at the first suggestion that anybody's going to say boo to you. So you do have to get that balance right. And it's just that my anxiety is that the world of social media today... Well, let me put it this way. I felt much happier when I took 3 weeks off Twitter. I was a happier person. A happier person.
So however strong you are, however determined you are to carry on as an MP, it has an effect.
Yes, yes. And there was, this will sound absolutely pathetic, but I was doing some work in the library and somebody left a note saying, thank you for the work you do. And it's pathetic that was nice. It was just nice that somebody being nice.
I don't think that's pathetic at all. But I think the more of that, the better.
There's a lot of... It's extraordinary how unpleasant it is, and in particular to women. Mm. And I think we in the Labour Party, we are the party of equality. We should be really enforcing a much stricter code of conduct within party members.